Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got the internet going nuts. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Normally, we do this at 120, but it's slime day. Slime off at 120. So the internet going nuts. Let's start with a little 610 shout-outs on ESPN on the Pat McAfee Show. This was Nick Caserio shouting out our buddies Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne during his national hit yesterday.
There's just something about when you hear The Undertaker, yep. Like when you just Dong! Hear the sound, like literally, And it's funny. So not too many GMs have a walk-up music, I guess, but when I go on a local 610 program with Pendergast and Payne, they play DX. So we've played that introduction, the D-Generation X theme song. So they changed it yesterday, The Undertaker. I'm not really sure why, but that was the intro yesterday. But
there you go. Says he's not sure why. I thought he requested it.
Well, I thought so too, and then I thought, okay, maybe I just misheard that, but I thought that's what Sean said that he requested. Either way, he's legit. He is legit. I kind of questioned it a little bit, like just how much. I know he's a fan, but he loves it, and that was pretty cool. I know Sean and Seth love that too.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. They deserve it.
Yeah.
I got
the internet going nuts. Boy, Patrick Beverley's got the internet going nuts. That is for dang sure. This dude is just, it's not a surprise. We know what he is, but he threw a basketball for some unknown reason into the stand, like rocketed it, hit a woman in the side of the head or face. It's hard to tell. Some other dude just kind of tossed it back, threw it back at him again. This is a bad one. As Charles Barkley said, you start doing stuff like that, I know there's going to be fines and all that, but this might be one where next season he's going to be suspended for a little bit.
Tonight appears, we don't know the circumstances, but it certainly appears he crossed the line.
Oh, he hit that lady in the head.
Throws a ball in the stands.
He hit that lady.
Then he
hit
the ball lady. Back, and he fires it back.
Oh, he gone. He gonna get suspended.
Yeah.
He hit that lady in the head.
That'll be next.
Obviously, he was trying to hit that guy.
It don't matter who he was trying to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hit no lady, ever. And then
you can't throw a ball at a fan in
the I understand
general.
That, jeez. But you're like, listen, I've done stupid stuff, and and I got criticized. That's just wrong. He's going to get suspended for that. And that's going to be a good one, too, because he didn't do it once. He did it twice.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Don't expect that from a 35-year-old, 12-year veteran.
I don't expect that from an 18-year-old. No. That's just stupid.
You expect it from Beverly. I mean, of all people who you might expect it from, you would expect it from him.
And then the real controversy, and apparently he's called and apologized for this. This kind of created some outrage from a lot of media types, like from all over. There was a woman, just to kind of set the scene, because if you're hearing the audio, you might not have a clear picture. There was a woman who was posted up. She had her microphone out just to get some audio from Patrick Beverley. You're going to hear him ask if she subscribes to the podcast. And then over the course of the interview, he's going to be pushing her mic away and kind of telling her to get away. Here was what that sounded like. And this is what created the real controversy with Pat Bev.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Before I finish. Yeah. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
So you can't interview me then.
Okay.
No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump or maybe. Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You'll move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, there you go. This created a lot. What was your thoughts on this?
To be honest, I didn't think this was that big of a deal. She's doing what we see in locker rooms, clubhouses, everywhere. Hey, can you go get some audio? They just kind of hold a microphone there. He was just being an a-hole. I mean, but he is an a-hole.
I mean, he's really just kind of pushing his podcast, if we're being honest. And, and it probably worked, honestly. It's probably a pretty effective move by him, to be honest, unless there's like a hefty fine that the NBA decides to lay on him, because at this point, his numbers are going to be huge. He gets paid off of numbers. It's a Barstool podcast. So, I mean, really, this might have been a smart business decision.
I really don't mind what he did. I think it's stupid.
It's weird.
And he's an a-hole.
But he's him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just, to me, he's just being an a-hole. But he is an a-hole. I mean, so you know, a-hole's gonna a-hole. And that's what he is. But so that one didn't necessarily bother me so much. I think just stacked on top of what he previously did, what they were talking about. That one was bad, dude. I mean, that one was bad. Just rocketed that ball into the, I think the third row, whatever it was.
I just think it's the culture that the NBA has created. It's really kind of a representation of the league. Like, it's the off court BS, whether it's LeBron saying it's just basketball, like the face of your league saying mm-hmm. it's just basketball in the middle of a playoff series, or Patrick Beverley doing it. Some people probably didn't even know he played for the Bucks. Yeah. Like, to be honest with you, it's really just what the league has become. It's a very, 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 very bad product. And this is the type of stuff you're talking about in the middle of a playoff
this
series.
This is the where only stuff you
two
talk
teams
about.
Went fishing yesterday, and you're not even bringing it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to the NBA, these are the only kinds of things you talk about with them anymore, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
I was on the record that I'm not a fan, but not a huge Keon Coleman fan going into the draft. But man, he's going to be fun if he's any good at all. You know, because he has had some good moments already, and the latest one was his interview with the Bills when they were asking him about some of the things that he does.
What do you do outside of football?
Chill at the house. Golf, bowl a little bit.
You golf?
I ain't no golf. I'm Tiger Wish he could. I'm not Tiger Woods. No. I wish I could put it and do all that. Them boys out there shooting 5 under. I ain't doing all that. I'm like, TV 5 just to put it in. But I'm going to go have fun. Like, you know, it's controlled chaos. You know, you frustrated, but you can't get mad. Pull a muscle in your back trying to hit the ball. So it forces me to stay calm and just swing.
Tiger wishes he could. Wish he could. Not Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I feel bad that he has to be in Buffalo. That sucks for him.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got the internet going nuts. So the Cougs are saying F you to Amy Adams Stank in the NFL. The University of Houston has informed the NFL that it will proceed with plans to add alternate blue uniforms, Oilers colors. This comes 6 months after the NFL's merchandising and licensing division sent a cease and desist letter to U of H threatening legal action if the school did not halt what was described as U of H's blatant copying of the Houston Oilers themed uniforms. This was the response from the athletic department. Quote, we literally have a story. We can show the city uses it. This isn't a reach. This is a layup. We've got a very defensible position. U of H wore the blue uniforms last season. In their opener against UTSA, school officials weighed legal options and changed course with a letter sent in mid-April. However, now they say they're doing it. They've reviewed everything, and they feel that they have a case.
I think they do. I think the NFL probably not even going to come at them unless Amy Adams Strunk decides
they don't want to fight
to do
the
something.
Cougs.
It's a bad look, first of all. And don't think for a second that U of H didn't really look at this from a legal perspective, you know, from a legal angle, because as we all know, that those colors have been in Houston since the 1800s, you know, since well before Bud Adams and the Oilers and everything else. I first of all, I don't think the NFL is going to come at them. Secondly, I think they're going to have a great case.
I got the internet going nuts.
A little bit going nuts here in the last 20 minutes or so. Odell Beckham Jr., going to be going to the Miami Dolphins. Boy, he's just carving out a little bit of a kind of a mercenary career here at the end of his career, and he seems to be landing in another good spot here.
Well, Ian Rapoport said Miami's receiving core gets faster. What is that based on? They got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I don't think he's a fast guy. Maybe they had a big name. They had some star power.
I don't know if he's faster.
I don't think he's fast anymore.
But it's a good spot for him.
Kind of cooked.
Yeah.
By the way, that relationship with Kim Kardashian, you want to talk about the internet going nuts, that had no buzz last year. Absolutely no buzz.
Maybe 10 years ago it would have.
Yeah.
I don't even, man, that they have completely fallen off. I mean, that was the most meh.
Nobody cared, man.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
So with the Ryan Garcia PED scandal, Conor McGregor has weighed in. Conor McGregor, you could see him before Garcia's fight, telling him how much he appreciated him and all that. And then yesterday, Conor McGregor went to Insta, and he said the following. Cheated the weight and was juiced. Lifetime ban. Sad to see, sad to say, sad and a bit sick. Don't come near me if I ever see you, Ryan Garcia. I'm actually disgusted. This reminds me of Sean O'Malley. He did the same thing as well. I don't like this. I'll bust you up. Do you want to spar? Blah, 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 blah. Let's just be serious. There's only one person that can match Conor McGregor when it comes to promotion, when it comes to the fight game right now, when it comes to Buzz, and when it comes to Moolah. Conor McGregor right now, he put off fighting UFC because he wanted to record movies and all that, and now they're trying to get him back in the octagon. I don't even know if that makes sense from a paper standpoint. This does. So you're not fooling me, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
McGregor-Garcia boxing match, as much as it's telegraphed, I will watch.
It's money, man. It's big,
will watch.
Big, big money.
Coming up, J.J. Watts. Could he return to the NFL? Nick Caserio was asked about that yesterday during his national visit. Plus the Astros. Do they actually have a pulse? Hits are lit next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.